Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Frank Levin is our guest, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, global CEO of Export Now. ExportNow.com is the website. He's plugged in, folks. His company's plugged into the largest e-commerce platform on the planet, maybe even in the galaxy, called Tmall, which is the e-marketplace in China. And his company, Export Now, will help you get your business, your products available, make them available in a way that you couldn't do yourself. Not easily, not as inefficiently, as efficiently or inexpensively as he does it, that you couldn't do yourself and be available to the Chinese market. Now, why would you care about that? Because as you've heard Ted Fishman say on my show before, the middle class in China is the size of the entire American population. Frank Levin, what do you think?
Jim, I think you're right on target there. The economy is booming in China, about 9% growth. But when you have that kind of economic growth, when you get to consumer products and consumers, we're seeing 30 or 40% growth a year because people are just climbing out of poverty. For the first time in their life, they have some disposable income. So the first time they can buy a motorbike or a TV set or a microwave or an air conditioner. So you have this boom going on in consumer spending. And within that, here's something interesting where China is different in consumer patterns in the U.S. Within that, e-commerce outperforms traditional channels.
Wow.
So e-commerce is growing in the U.S., but it's growing much faster in China. And here's the point. China doesn't have the traditional channels built out or as mature as we have. They don't have a shopping mall density.
Right.
There's not the car
owners. It's the same concept as the reason that cell phones have caught on more in other parts of the world than they did in the U.S. because we had a great phone system, landline telephone system. Other countries didn't. Same thing, right?
Completely correct. It's called leapfrog technology. To say, you know, e-commerce is going to offer you greater selection and greater functionality anyhow. If that's what you grew up with, if the first time you had a nickel to spend, e-commerce was there, then your habit is oriented toward e-commerce. And if
right.
the store is far away and the store selection is narrow, and the store maybe doesn't do delivery and the service isn't that good, well, then e-commerce is a better setup anyhow.
Can a small business compete on Tmall from an American small business compete on Tmall and make any money selling their products over there?
Yeah, here's the great, absolutely right, because on e-commerce platform, it's very democratic, so to speak, meaning the smaller business has the same photo or the same description as the bigger person. It gets the same shelf space, the same visibility. The real driver of e-commerce success is that function of the product. What is the specialty of that product? Is it special pet supplies or baby equipment or cooking equipment? Or what is it that everybody loves about that product? And, you know, America's got these wonderful consumer product companies where people make all sorts of ingenious devices and
right.
gadgets. And that has a market. The Chinese love this stuff.
They don't have a lot of the stuff we do, because they want that, don't they? I mean, remember when nobody had any microwaves and they came out, everybody wanted a microwave? It's like that in a lot of ways in China, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the first time this era that there's this booming middle class that Ted Fishman is writing about, you just referred to. And so they've got the same preferences. You know, if you're getting your wife a gift for her birthday and you know she likes to cook, you want to find that Williams-Sonoma omelet pan or that kitchen device. And then you don't mind spending a little bit of money because it's, you know, it's a nice little gift for your wife. So you've got that consumer trend unfolding in China now, just as it does in the U.S.
Let me ask you this question. I've interviewed over the years the president of XM Bank. And do you guys work with XM Bank? Is that something that you would coordinate with them if I needed financing?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, but it would be the suppliers, the U.S. companies that sell to us. So we're an open platform.
Right.
We run the department store, so to speak. Any company in the U.S. that wants to sell can sell to us, and it's up to them to finance. Now, in the early days, it usually isn't necessary because it's usually toe in the water the early days.
Right.
Let's ship over a few products, see if they sell. But if volume starts growing, then you do have to find a way to finance.
How can I find out what? How can I find out if my product is viable or feasible or attractive to Chinese?
Well, I would go to the Tmall page. This is the web platform, the largest e-commerce platform in the world. Five letters, Tmall.com.
Right.
And the search window there, you can search in English.
Right.
So you can search for your kind of product, your family of products. You can search for like products. The fact that you're not on there doesn't mean that it wouldn't sell. But
right.
Find something else that's like that. Now, remember...
Hold on. Frank, I got to wrap it up. But, folks, I want you to go to his website, exportnow.com. Check that out. And also Tmall.com. This is exciting service that Frank's created here. I think it's pretty unique. Frank, will you come back another day?
Jim, I'd love to come back. Great,
we'll have you back again real soon. Thanks for being here. Good job. Frank Levin, ladies and gentlemen, calling us from Hong Kong. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.